This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CLNS. Today is Wednesday, July 18th, 2018. This is Garrett Bampost reporting for CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. If you love fantasy baseball, then you need to try my new favorite app, Draft. It's daily fantasy baseball, but not like the other guys. On Draft, you play live snake drafts with other people, just like in your season-long league. Drafts last for just one night, and once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire, just set it and forget it. And the best part? You play for cold, hard cash and get paid out the very next day. Drafts start from just $1, so there's a draft for everyone. I love my fantasy sports, and getting to play fantasy baseball in a fast and easy way is just how I like to do it. And that's exactly what Draft does for me. I love that I can just log in, pick my guys, and put my phone down for the rest of the night without even thinking about it. Join me on Draft today. Just search Draft in your app store or play right from your computer on draft.com. And for a limited time only, all Red Sox Beat listeners get a free entry into real money baseball draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code RedSoxBeat. That's right. Play a real money game for free just using my promo code RedSoxBeat when you make your first deposit. Search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com and enter the promo code RedSoxBeat. Last night, 34 of the best players from either league came together to play in the 89th annual MLB All-Star Game, and it did not disappoint. Needing 10 innings to decide a winner, the contest featured power pitching and, more importantly, power hitting. Looking like the Home Run Derby 2.0, both sides combined for a record 10 home runs, four more than the previous total set in 1971. All six of the men who hit a home run on that day 47 years ago would go on to become Hall of Famers. Now, after seven innings of play, the score was tied at two. Mike Trout and Aaron Judge had each gone deep for the American League, while Wilson Contreras and Trevor Story had answered with two shots of their own for the National League. That's when the man who beat out Andrew Benintendi in the final vote showed why it was a good decision to bring him to Washington. Gene Segura belted a three-run blast in the top of the eighth, giving the American League lead once again. The excitement wouldn't last very long, however, as his very own teammate from the Seattle Mariners, Edwin Diaz, led up a game-tying two-run home run to Scooter Jeanette in the bottom of the ninth inning. Then came the flashback to last year's World Series. In the top of the 10th, with Los Angeles Dodgers' Ross Stripling on the mound, two Houston Astros, Alex Bregman and George Springer, went back-to-back with solo bombs. This extra-inning push would end up giving the American League an 8-6 win. A sixth consecutive victory now puts the American League in front for more All-Star Game wins, 44-43. As for the Red Sox, well, Chris Sale did his job, proving why he is the ace. Despite giving up a leadoff single, he quickly retired the next three batters in a row, adding a strikeout to his resume. Yet, on a night that saw many explosive performances, the normal offensive firepower was absent. Mookie Betts had a quiet night, going 0-3 with two strikeouts, while his fellow MVP candidate J.D. Martinez was only able to collect a single in two at-bats. Mitch Moreland entered the game in a seventh and went 2-3 with two singles, but was unable to contribute an RBI or run. Craig Kimbrell, on the other hand, was kept on the bench this year. Coming up, it's a quiet week for Boston, as the next game for the Red Sox will be on Friday night against the Detroit Tigers. Be sure to also follow CLNS on Twitter at CLNS Media and our Red Sox account for the latest news and updates at Red Sox CLNS. And don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox news feed both on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Garrett Bampost for the Boston Red Sox news feed.